These are the first two verses of Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, the guards keep watch in vain. And then also a reading from Matthew chapter 7, also not in the lectionary. Jesus is speaking. He says, everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on rock. May God add blessing to the reading of the word. Lots of stories about rocks in the scriptures, a rock and rocks. Abraham built an altar of rocks, remember, when he was to sacrifice his son Isaac. Moses, when he was leading the Israelites out into the desert, struck a rock with his staff and water came out, water out of the rock. In the Psalms, God is described as a rock and a fortress. We sing, a mighty fortress is our God. And it's on this rock, on this fortress, that we set our feet. The rocks in the desert were then and are still now places of shelter and their protectors. We hear in the scriptures that God is our rock and our salvation. Simon, the disciple, was renamed what? Peter, meaning the rock. Jesus is described as a stumbling block, as if he's a path in the way of the unrighteous, a rock in the path of the way of the unrighteous. And we hear about rocks in Jesus' parables, especially the one about the sower of seed who sows seed among the rocks. We sing about rocks too, don't we? Rock of ages, cleft for me. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, right? Beneath the cross of Jesus, I fain would take my stand, the shadow of a mighty rock within a weary land. And built on the rock, the church doth stand, even when steeples are falling. Rocks are great symbols, too. I served as an associate pastor many years and months ago in California, and there was in the altar area, there was this huge rock with a cross that was built into it, a wooden cross. So the cross was coming out of the rock. When I served the church in Hawaii, the church building was made of rock. Not a brick, not a block, but rock. Of course, it came down pretty fast in the last earthquake they had. What do we build our tombs and our tombstones out of? Rock, don't we? Usually granite, because they're solid and they last. And how about the three little pigs? They found out real quick what kind of house would stave off the big bad wolf, right? Well, it was bricks, but you know, brick or they're like homemade rocks, right? So we have these short little lessons in the Psalms and in this lesson from Jesus about building houses. And about the strength that comes from rock. The issue in the Psalms is not about what the building is set on, but about who is building it. For us, the issue becomes, who built this church? Who built this building? Who built this ministry that we have? Who built the history that we have? The psalmist, by tradition, King Solomon, says that if serving God is not your reason for building, all of your work is for naught. Search committee has a chaplain, Mindy Case. And Mindy is the chaplain to help the committee keep focused on its purpose, to discover who God is leading to be your next pastor. And it will be God who leads that pastor to you. to spend the time and effort that committee will put out in these next few months for any other purpose other than to lean on the rock that is God underneath them will only lead to disappointment and maybe even failure. The psalmist goes on and says, talks about the guard. Who's guarding this rock? Who's guarding this building? And we can install security alarms and cameras and door locks and posses, but they pale in comparison to the protection and the love that God has for us. It's God who is watching over us in all that we do and all that we are. Jesus says, don't be anxious about your everyday needs. God knows what they are and will provide them for you. And oh yes, don't worry about tomorrow either. Let tomorrow worry about itself. Then Matthew reminds us of Jesus' words. If you are building, make sure that the foundation is solid, solid enough to withstand the troubles that might come your way. What better foundation could there be but rock? If honoring and thanking God is our reason for building and for being, then we are on the firmest of foundations. If we are here only to toot our own horn or make ourselves feel good, then we haven't a chance against the realities of life in these times. Jesus calls upon us not to be hearers of the word only, but doers also. Words about judging others, about serving two masters, laying up for ourselves treasures on earth, showing off our piety, all are part of this same lesson that Jesus is teaching here in Matthew. Merle Case has a little subscript in his emails, maybe you've gotten them, that says, in his grip. And I would add to that, on God's foundation. You can leave, you don't have to put that in, Merle, but I'd like the in his grip part. I suspect that you might find, as I often do, that the problems of the world these days are a little unsettling. The nation of Greece is close to economic collapse. Terrorist groups issued threats daily that they're going to attack at any time and anywhere. Climate change seems to wreak havoc on the beauties of our natural world unabated. Our prisons are overcrowded, our schools are underfunded, our churches struggle with empty pews and diminishing offerings. Sisters and brothers, if we don't rely on the power, the protection, and the love of God, we'll go crazy trying to find out the answers to this world's problems. But Micah's call still stands to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with God. I had a visitor leave worship last week and came to the door, and she said, I can't believe that you talked about politics from the pulpit. And you know how the Holy Spirit just gives you the right words at the right time? I don't know if these are the right words, but these are the ones I thought of. So I thought of anything that affects God's people, we have to talk about. And so I think that is part of doing justice. We're also called to love kindness, to teach and live with compassion for the hurting, the oppressed, and the marginalized who live with us. We are called to walk humbly with God, for God is our rock, God is our foundation, God is our strength and our purpose for being and for building. The Church of the Palms and all communities of faith are built not upon the whims of people, but upon the solid rock of God who has many names. That sustains us through good times and bad. It is upon that rock that we build our hopes and dreams for the future. And it is that rock that lies beneath us as we venture forth into the known and the unknown before us, providing for us what we need and surprising us with so many unexpected blessings. Let us then never fail to give thanks for such a wonderful God upon whom we can build and thrive. Amen.